Hello, and welcome back to another episode of a not so brief history of Disney World. Make sure to like, share, follow, and rate the podcast. I would really appreciate it. Stay tuned as I dive into the history of the men and women behind your favorite rides and attractions, the Walt Disney Imagineers.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome.
Welcome aboard the Walt Disney World Express Monorail, our highway in the sky to the Magic Kingdom.
Yesterday, Disneyland and the New York World's Fair. Tomorrow, a project so vast, it has already been called a whole new Disney World.
All right. Walt Disney Incorporated, or WDI for short, was formed by Walt Disney on December 16, 1952, with an engineering division that was given the task of designing Walt's first theme park, Disneyland. Walt's brother Roy and potential shareholders objected to the name WDI, and in 1953, WDI was renamed Wed Enterprises, which of course was based on Walt's initials, Walter Elias Disney. Wed Enterprises' theme park design and architectural group became so integral to Disney Studios operations, that the Enterprises' home base was brought from Grand Central Business Park to Walt Disney Productions in 1965. Wed Enterprises was integral in the creation and development of Walt Disney World and Disneyland, and in 1986, the unit was renamed to, how we know it today, Walt Disney Imagineering. According to former Disney employee Doug Lipp, Imagineering is governed by 15 base principles, techniques, and practices in the construction of theme parks and attractions. Thanks to these 15 principles, each ride and attraction is carefully constructed and engineered to meet the very high standards set by the company. Imagineers think outside of the box, and to them, the sky's the limit. Although these attractions are very complex, many Imagineering wonders come from very basic ideas stretched out by creation and, well, imagination. In fact, the ride system created for Soarin' Over California, which is now Soarin' Around the World, was started in Imagineer Mark Sumner's attic. Sumner found an Erector set buried away in his attic and quickly noticed how the set, in its small simplicity, could, on a larger scale, give the feeling of hang gliding or flight to guests. And with that, we have one of the great rides in Epcot and over in Disneyland as well. All this stems from one of Walt's beliefs he called plussing, the idea that there's always room for innovation as well as improvement. Even Walt himself famously stated that, quote, Disneyland will never be completed as long as there's imagination left in the world. And this definitely holds true as new innovations and attractions are added basically every year. Imagineers are the men and women that take this imagination and transform it into a reality and something guests can experience. Imagineers never quite abandon ideas, and they come back to something and transform it into a memorable attraction. One example of this is the Haunted Mansion. Originally planned to be the Museum of the Weird, a walk-through wax museum, the idea was scrapped, but later Imagineers returned to the idea and developed the classic Disney attraction, the Haunted Mansion. Imagineers have policies and philosophies that they stick to, and one example of this is Mickey's Ten Commandments, introduced in 1991 by then president of Imagineering, Marty Schuyler. These commandments were attributed to the vice president of Imagineering at the time, Mickey Steinberg. They were 1. Know your audience, 2. Wear your guest shoes, 3. Organize the flow of people and ideas, 4. Create a weenie, or Walt's term for a visual magnet. 5. Communicate with visual literacy. Use a dominant color or shape or building to reinforce an idea. 6. Avoid overload and create turn-ons. 7. Tell one story at a time. 8. Avoid contradictions and maintain identity. 9. For every ounce of treatment, provide a ton of treat. And 10, keep it up. Do not become complacent or allow things to run down. These Ten Commandments allow for guests to have an experience that places them in their very own story. Imagineering uses these commandments to bring guest experiences that are very immersive, such as Animal Kingdom in Walt Disney World. Lead Imagineer Joe Rohde traveled through Asia and Africa, collecting artifacts and studying the little details in small, isolated villages in Asia and Africa that brought an immersive and authentic feel to Animal Kingdom. Rohde later returned to Animal Kingdom to lead the team in charge of creating Pandora, the world of Avatar. Rohde again wanted to deliver a land that immersed you, the guest, on an otherworldly planet that allows you to take your own path and discover everything as if you were peeling back a curtain on each turn you take. Walt Disney Imagineering not only brings you different experiences, but also new ride systems and innovations. In fact, Walt Disney Imagineering has been granted over 300 patents in areas like fiber optics, interactive technology, live entertainment, ride systems, and special effects. Some of these patents include technological advancements like Circle Vision 3D and the FastPass Virtual Queue System. One of the most popular innovations from Walt Disney Imagineering is the audio animatronic. The idea stemmed from Walt's fascination with a mechanical bird that he purchased in New Orleans. Walt took the bird with him to Wet Enterprises, Imagineering at the time, and it was used to develop the audio animatronics that were introduced in Walt Disney's Enchanted Tiki Room, and on a larger scale, the Abraham Lincoln figure introduced in the 1964 World's Fair in Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln. From its humble beginning in the Enchanted Tiki Room, the audio animatronic has been innovated into more advanced figures with thousands of lifelike movements that we know today. This all goes back to Walt's philosophy of plussing. Imagineering takes people from different backgrounds and expertises and brings you your favorite rides and attractions. All right, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and make sure to like, follow, share, and rate the podcast. And as always, have a zippity-doo-dah day.
Simply do-da, simply air, a wonderful feeling.